Gabrielle's breath was shallow with excitement. Dr. Harper, will you testify that NASA and the White House forced you to lie about the pod software?
I don't know.
Harper looked frightened. I can't imagine what kind of damage that would do to the agency, to this discovery. Dr. Harper, you and I both know this meteorite remains a wonderful discovery, regardless of how it came about. The point here is that you lied to the American people. They have a right to know that PODS is not everything NASA says it is.
I don't know. I despise the administrator. But my co-workers, they're good people.
And they deserve to know they are being deceived.
And this evidence against me of embezzlement.
You can erase that from your mind, Gabrielle said, having almost forgotten her con. I'll tell the senator you know nothing of the embezzlement. It's simply a frame job. Insurance set up by the administrator to keep you quiet about PODS.
Can the senator protect me?
Fully. You've done nothing wrong. You were simply following orders. Besides, with the information you've just given me about this Canadian geologist, I can't imagine the senator will even need to raise the issue of embezzlement at all. We can focus entirely on NASA's misinformation regarding PODS and the meteorite. Once the senator breaks the information about the Canadian, the administrator won't be able to risk trying to discredit you with lies. Harper still looked worried. He fell silent, somber, as he pondered his options. Gabrielle gave him a moment. She'd realized earlier that there was another troubling coincidence to this story. She wasn't going to mention it, but she could see Dr. Harper needed a final push. Do you have dogs, Dr. Harper? He glanced up.
I'm sorry?
I just thought it was odd. You told me that shortly after this Canadian geologist radioed in the meteorite coordinates, his sled dogs ran blindly into a crevasse.
There was a storm. They were off course.
Gabrielle shrugged, letting her skepticism show.
Yeah, okay.
Harper clearly sensed her hesitation.
What are you saying?
I don't know. There's just a lot of coincidence surrounding this discovery. A Canadian geologist transmits meteorite coordinates on a frequency that only NASA can hear, and then his sled dogs run blindly off a cliff? She paused. You obviously understand that this geologist's death paved the way for this entire NASA triumph. The color drained from Harper's face.
You think the administrator would kill over this meteorite?
Big politics, big money, Gabrielle thought. Let me talk to the senator and we'll be in touch. Is there a back way out of here? Gabrielle Ash left a pale Chris Harper and descended a fire stairwell into a deserted alley behind NASA. She flagged down a taxi that had just dropped off more NASA celebrators. Westbrook Place Luxury Apartments, she told the driver. She was about to make Senator Sexton a much happier man.